From the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network, it's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, your host on the Michigan Talk Network, brought to you by Lucky Buck Deer Mineral, HHA Sports, Costa Sunglasses, and the MUCC. Our website is wildmichiganradio.com. You can pick up our podcast there absolutely free. Also, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at those links on our website as well. Very good to have you back here. Thanks to a good friend, Jenny Olson, longtime friend from Michigan Out of Doors TV. Also, we spoke with Michigan Longbow Association about an event they have coming up in the first hour of the show. And again, you can pick up those podcasts absolutely free at wildmichiganradio.com. Last week on Monday, we had the opportunity to go out fishing on Lucky Dog Charters, Saginaw Bay out of Seabowing with Lucky Miller, Jim Miller. We had a pretty good day. The five of us that went out, my good friend Dave Chevalier from Crossbow Warriors, Rich Goulish, my girlfriend Sarah Marie, myself and Jenny Olson all went out. And of course, your wife was there driving the boat while you did all the captaining chores. And thanks for taking us out, Lucky. Appreciate it, man. It was a good time.
Oh, it was great to have you guys up. I was looking forward to that trip all year long. And we couldn't ask for better weather. And the fish cooperated. And we just had a great time.
It was fun, and you know, we had you on to talk about things beforehand, but that day, mid-Michigan, saw some devastating weather come in. We saw a tornado touchdown in Portland, also another one in Saginaw, and you've had a rough go of weather as it was, but some of the area where you're at saw some heavy damage.
Yeah, well, we live in North Branch, and they had some huge funnel go through there and some serious lightning strikes. And of course, I got some good friends in Deckerville that they had it really bad and lost power for several days. And a big dairy farm operation suffered some great losses. So we fished that day, believe it or not, and we did fine. And we just dodged the bullet. The fish gods were smiling on us.
You know, I've noticed when you have a pressure system like that come in with a drastic change, fish tend to turn on. And we also noticed, we had some sunshine to begin the day, and, you know, we didn't really have much wind. We got a little bit of wind, a little bit of chop on the water, and then we had some cloud cover come in, and the fish turned right on.
Yeah, they don't like that direct sunlight. Anytime you can filter that sunlight through that water, whether it's with waves or clouds, those walleyes with those big bright eyes, they would turn on. And we actually watched it that day. Remember, we talked about it, we commented, you know, every time the cloud blew over, the rods went off.
Exactly. That's exactly what
it was.
It
was a great day. We probably pulled close to two dozen fish with our throwbacks and everything.
Yeah, it was. It was a good amount of fish, and we had some nice keepers between the bunch of us. And Sarah Marie got her first walleye on the bay. Now she can check the Detroit River and the Saginaw Bay off her list. And it was a good experience. And there were some hot colors that day. The purple and white black widow lures. What exactly was that crawler harness you were using?
That's called a spider blade. And it's white with purple, and I don't want to have to tell you this, but it got bit off by a northern yesterday.
Oh, no.
Yeah, first thing in the morning, first fish, boom, gone.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm still got a tear and a lump in my throat over that deal.
And that was a good one, but today, you went out today, and yep. Of course, we got more rain coming. We were supposed to have some nice days this week, but you went out today, and what was the weather like, and what was the catch like?
Well, the wind changed directions on a number of times. It went from the south to the west, then it got flat, and then it come from the northeast, and it was pretty choppy coming in at noon. We pulled fish, but everything came off either what we call an antifreeze, which is a lime green harness, or the Wonder Bread, which the Wonder Bread has been just a great performer for us this year. And it's funny. It goes year to year to year. You never know. Last year, gold and red was good. Year before, we threw monkey puke out, and every time we got that in the water, we caught fish. So they seem to kind of change from year to year, and this year has been a lot of Wonder Bread. Of course, your pinks and purples are always a mainstay. You got to have those in the water, and it's just a game you got to play, and the fish will tell you what they want. And if you pay attention as far as depth and presentation, you'll end up with a boat full of walleyes.
Exactly. Speaking with Lucky Miller from Lucky Dog Charters, Jim Miller is our guest here on Wild Michigan. And you offer with Lucky Dog, we talked about this before a couple of weeks ago prior to having doing the charter with you last week, but you have accommodations just a few hundred yards from the marina where you slip your boat. And it was kind of nice. You know, it was kind of a guy place. And, you know, even though we had the one girl with us, we all, the accommodations were great. We all slept comfortable. And we didn't have a two and a half hour drive to get where we were going.
Well, that's just huge. You know, I got into this a couple, 3 years ago, and I see everybody leaving at 3 a.m. or they're driving home after a couple beverages in the afternoon. And we really wanted to try to find something that we thought, you know, we could get a hold of and have a nice, clean place for people to stay where they could relax. Last weekend was a sugar festival. We had a huge bonfire right out here. We're right on the water. We had a huge bonfire. The fireworks were going off. We had a really nice time, and the group, they loved it. They rebooked. We've had a lot of great feedback on the cabin.
Yeah, it was nice, too, because we were able to get up, go grab a shower real quick, because I cannot function in the morning, no matter what I'm doing, without a shower, and then go, you know, have plenty of time still to get on the boat in the morning. It was a no-pressure, no running around, no craziness charter, and that, to me, is what I really like. It's just fun, friendly, and of course, I think it really helped that we knew you, but again, it wouldn't take somebody long to get to know you and to enjoy themselves on the trip.
We love doing what we do.
Now, here's the question for you. There are some references made to bananas being bad luck on a boat. What is the story with bad luck bananas?
Well, you got to Google it. There's a lot of different stories, but the one that I heard that really is the rumor behind bananas being bad luck, and that is the guy that owns Fruit of the Loom was fishing, and pulled the tag off the back of his boat. The captain said bananas are bad luck, and he cut the tag off his undershorts, threw it overside, and the fish started biting. So that's the rumor. Now, we fully believe in it. We've had problems with bugs, and when we got rid of bananas, bugs went away. We had problems not catching fish. I said, hey, does anybody on the boat have a banana in their lunch pail? We got one. Get it out of here. They get it out of here. Boom, the fish start biting. I don't know what it is. We actually have one spot that we call Banana Ridge. We had a group out here, and we couldn't catch any fish. We had two in the box, and all of a sudden, my buddy says, hey, who's got the bananas on the boat? And this woman had two of them in her lunch pail, and we made her take care of that, and we ended up with 16 slabs.
All right, so there's a rule, an unwritten rule in the world of fishing, no bananas on the boat.
Exactly.
Lucky Dog Charters, Lucky Dog, D-A-W-G, charters.com is the website. You can find on Facebook as well. Very simple to do. And, you know, I mean, it's a great community. Seabowing is a great place. I love the thumb of Michigan. It was a very good time to get out. And you guys have a great, you know, you and your wife run a great charter. And we had the opportunity to again, fish with a bunch of friends. Now, July 9th is when that will air on Michigan Out of Doors Television.
Oh, okay.
Just so you know, we talked to Jenny this morning.
All right.
And she will have that on there. But again, Jim Miller, Lucky Miller, Lucky No Bananas Miller. We appreciate you joining us, man. It's Lucky Dog Charters. Look for the link on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Also, the pictures from our trip. Lucky, appreciate you joining us here on Wild Michigan.
Thanks, Grant.
All right, man. Take care of yourself. A great, great time, man. Look for him yourself on a Seabowing. It's Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
You
you can send your suggestions, comments, or questions to us here via email at outdoormailbag@gmail.com. Now, back to Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. Duran Martinez, your host on the Michigan Talk Network. Thanks to Jim Lucky Miller from Lucky Dog Charters for giving us an update. Great time, man. Great time I had with them last week. And again, that'll be on Michigan Out of Doors Television coming up on July 9th. You can see us actually catching some fish. And believe me, if Jenny does her, you know, due diligence and edits all the fish I missed, it'll probably shrink down the episode to about a minute and a half instead of the half hour, the whole half hour show. But no, it was a good time, and we had a lot of fun out there with them. And again, you can find the link to Lucky Dog Charters on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Our friends at the MUCC and sponsors here of the show are giving us some information to pass along to you. Free outdoor education scholarships are available for attendance to Riley Wilderness Youth Camps. The SCI, Safari Club International, Novi Chapter will provide all expense-paid scholarships for up to 80 boys and girls in two camps. The Novi Chapter of SCI is providing outdoor education scholarships for 80 boys and girls to attend the Riley Wilderness Youth Camps, hosted by the Michigan Out of Doors Youth Camp at Cedar Lake Outdoor Center near Chelsea, Michigan. They have currently they're currently looking for applicants to attend the camps, and the program is created and sponsored by SCI Novi as a result of a generous donation from the Riley Foundation, whose founder is George F. Riley, a chapter member and SCI Life member. The camp offers younger campers ages 9 through 11 the opportunity to learn survival, orienteering, archery, canoeing, shooting sports, and fishing in a safe and positive environment. Campers will have a great week sampling a variety of hands-on outdoor activities while identifying what their true outdoor interests are. You can come grab a paddle or bow or rod and head out with them, for a fantastic week of fun. The overnight camp for ages 12 to 14 happens July 26th through the 31st. And another fun-filled week of adventure gives campers an opportunity to develop their skills as big game hunters. Throughout the week, campers will work with experts in animal identification and tracking while learning valuable hunting techniques and strategies, in addition to earning their hunter's safety card. Very important for our young men and women to have their hunter safety certificates. Campers will be taught the importance of equipment selection, participate in archery, and spend time identifying their role as stewards of the land. Now, the kids must meet one or more of the following criteria in order to be eligible for scholarships: limited to no experience in hunting and the outdoors, lack of family financial resources to attend a program of this nature, a lack of an active mentor to expose them to outdoor activities, and not yet having earned a Michigan Hunter Safety Certificate. Scholarship applications are available on the SCI Novi website at scinovi.com. Make sure you click on the education programs, then RWYC on the menu. Additional info is available at the youth camp on the MUCC website, which is muccyouthcamp.org. And you can also find your contact information by getting a hold of the SCI Novi Education Committee member at rwyc@scinovi.com. And again, we've got links on our website to muccy.org. Yesterday also had the opportunity to speak with my good friend Glenn Bennett, who is an educator out to the Demmer Shooting Sports Facility, a well-recognized educator in the archery youth programs out there, the JOAD, the Junior Olympic Archery Development Programs. Some very good stuff going on at the Demmer Center. We're going to be speaking with him next week here on the show. There is an Olympic Day coming up on July 18th, 2015, and it'll be a fun day of Olympic activities for the whole family. The opening ceremonies begin at 9:30 a.m. with a triathlon, archery, and air pistol events, an accessibility expo. All-day activities for kids include dinosaur crossbow shooting, air rifle, curling, discus, shot put, javelin, and more on their website at demercenter.msu.edu. Some very good programs going on there at the Demmer Center. And again, we'll have Glenn Bennett on to talk about what he's got going on, and probably won't want to talk too much about his accomplishments, which have been many since his start there a few years ago. Something that happened kind of by, you know, not really accident, but he was let go, laid off from one job, and all of a sudden lands himself with this gig at the Demmer Center. And is now just doing amazing things. He's a great teacher and a great friend. And I encourage you to definitely check it out. Check out the Demmer Center when you can. Also, some things we're going to be looking at here in the near future. Denali Fishing Rods. Had the opportunity to meet Scott Estes at the Bassmaster Classic down in North Carolina. A relatively new fishing rod company making a big... big amount of noise in the industry. Some of their J2 rods, we just picked up one of those. We'll be reviewing those here very soon. Denali Fishing Rods. Interesting stuff. And we hopefully will have some information on that as we finally get out in the water, maybe, to do a little bass fishing this year. If you'd like to join us on Facebook, please do so. Go to our website, wildmichiganradio.com is where you can find us. You can follow us on Twitter as well. And our past episodes of podcasts are there as well. Absolutely free for download. You can go to the website, wildmichiganradio.com. You can check out our visit to Ireland that we took back in May. A trip for pike fishing on the fly and wild brown trout fishing in Ireland was absolutely incredible. And we're probably going to do a rebroadcast of that show here in the next few weeks, just because it's something we want you to really understand what a great fishery East Clare and Lough Derg was, and how inexpensive it really kind of is in the grand scheme of big fishing trips. Ireland, not that hard to get to, either out of JFK or Boston over to Shannon International Airport, and then you're 40 minutes away from some great fishing on Lough Derg. An incredible time that has not left me by any stretch. Something that we think about daily with our good friend Owen O'Hagan. And again, all those pictures and our audio, because we did record the whole show live in Ireland. And again, that is on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. So much more coming your way this weekend. Also, the Michigan DNR still continuing to check out CWD and the avian flu viruses that we've had here in the state, plus West Nile virus. We'll be talking about those things in the next couple of weeks. Still no more CWD found in the deer that they have taken. 135 other deer within the management zone have been tested for CWD. No new cases as of yet. All good. All good news. And we'll keep you updated on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. I'm Duran Martinez. Appreciate listening to us here all over the Great Lakes State on the Michigan Talk Network.